Jennifer Higdon is one of classical music's most performed living composers. She has more than 200 works and 3 Grammys to her name, and an opera currently in a world premiere run at the Pittsburgh Opera. It's called Woman with Eyes Closed. Higdon took an unconventional path to classical music, and she revealed some of the keys to her success in conversation with NPR's Tom Heisinger.
A key component in Higdon's success was her father, an artist, and, Higdon says, a radical thinker who gave her good advice.
You have to always question everything, and you don't have to follow the normal path.
If Higdon had followed that normal path, her music might have sounded something like this. Writing atonal music was encouraged in conservatories for decades, but it didn't click with Higdon.
For me, any kind of artist has to express whatever feels true to themselves.
For Higdon, that's melody, bold and sweet. You're pretty unapologetic about your music being described as accessible, and that's a word that many composers would not want associated with their music.
That's pretty funny. It doesn't bother me in the least because I think the whole point of what I'm doing, I'm writing to speak to people. So to me, accessible is an incredible compliment.
The piece of Higdon's that speaks most often, in fact it's been performed over 1,100 times since she wrote it, is called Blue Cathedral. Any idea why this piece has become your biggest hit?
I don't know if it's the slowness or the way it builds. I've never stopped to ask anyone because it's a hard question because it's so personal.
It's personal because Higdon lost her younger brother Andrew, whose middle name was Blue. Their relationship is embedded in Blue Cathedral, portrayed by the instruments they played, the flute for Higdon, the clarinet for her brother. They dance together, melodies intertwined. You were a late comer to classical music. You grew up not really listening to that much classical music.
You're right. I didn't know a single Beethoven symphony at all when I went off to college. And I know there were probably professors who looked at me and said, what the heck is this kid doing? thinking she's going to be in classical music. But the thing was, I loved it.
Higdon was still unknown in 1998 when the Philadelphia Orchestra came calling for a commission. She responded with one of her finest pieces, a dazzling concerto for orchestra. It basically explodes right out of the gate with chimes and these busy figures in the strings, French horns, trombones, ping-ponging, timpani all over the place, this chattering winds, and it all surges to this huge climax within the first 57 seconds. How do you do that?
Too much adrenaline, too much Diet Coke.
It's amazing. It all works, and it's just really stunning.
You can feel the anxiety and the excitement. I knew that the second movement would be strings, so I thought I need a contrast of a lot of motion, and let's just show off the entire orchestra by having like a little tornado.
With music like that, who could doubt Higdon's prowess? Actually, she did. It took a Pulitzer Prize in 2010, when she was pushing 50, to convince her that her composing career was a real thing.
So many reporters were asking me after the Pulitzer, how did you get here? That I stopped and I went, whoa, how did I get here?
Did you run into any barriers because of your gender? I mean, because nearly every woman composer I've talked to has a story or two or three.
When my concerto for orchestra was performed, I was totally unknown then. And I can't believe how many men came up to me and said, I can't believe a woman wrote that.
Whoa.
And I know I heard that so many times. And my response was always, well, a woman did write it, so now you know.
These days, with prestigious awards behind her and a stack of commissions in front of her, Higdon commands respect. And she keeps churning out music. A dozen pieces per year is not uncommon for Higdon, even when they're as complex as Azure Waves, her recent string quartet. Looking back, Higdon is astonished at how she started, a wide-eyed high school flutist who eventually began writing music.
I felt like someone had given me the keys to a magic kingdom. And to be honest, I still feel that way to this day. I wake up in the morning, I think, oh my gosh, I get to write music today. It's just incredible joy that I have in my life.
And Higdon's joy in writing her accessible music is joy that continues to be admired by listeners far and wide. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.